Fame Coach Tom Betts and Ann Reed back at the studio. I'm Bob Geary, welcoming all of you who have tuned in for tonight's doubleheader action. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show here on Catholic Radio. KFHC, KOIA, Radio, and Bishop Heelan wish to once again thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage. And, of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks to all those people that make it possible, our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics all season long here on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. And as we approach Giving Tuesday this week, please think about all those great underwriters and give them your business and support, as well as Catholic Radio, who is willing to give up prime listening time so that we can bring you Bishop Heelan Athletics here on the home of Bishop Heelan Athletics. Today's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmot Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computers. Tom, the Crusaders finished an impressive 2023 campaign at Wells Fargo Arena, balling out to a very good North Polk team, 53-41 in last year's 4A semifinals. Gone from that team are the likes of multi-year performers Lauren Peck, Kenley Meese, Jaden Newberg, Addison Keel, and Lauren LaFleur. However, the cupboard is far from bare as the Crusaders return the 22-23 leading scorer, Northwest Iowa recruit, or Northwest Missouri recruit, Brooklyn Stanley. Abby Lee, a 6-foot post player that just got stronger and stronger as the year went on last year. And, of course, our Energizer Bunny, our guard, Maddie Demke. Add to that the likes of Maddie LaFleur, Carly Cove, Julie Verzal, and a host of young and talented freshmen. And this season offers a great deal of promise for the 7th-ranked Bishop Heelan Crusaders. Tom, great to have you aboard once again.
Well, it's good to be back. It's good to be back in our little crow's nest up here in the old Gorman Fieldhouse. And, again, you mentioned Freilich Family Floor. Something we did at the auction last year was we sold the annual rights as a fundraiser, and it was a hot commodity, let me tell you what, to get your name on this floor for a year. And the Freilich family has been such an integral part of Heelan for so long. It was almost fitting that Frank and the family they gifted us a very nice gift to have their name on the floor this year.
As we look down the action, the girls JV game just finished. The Crusaders got off to a 1-0 start with a 41-31 win over Lewis Central. Again, kind of a unique situation tonight with the girls playing Lewis Central, and the boys will turn around and play Trainer. It works out good for our purposes. We're not having to make the choice of traveling one place or another. So, it's, as always, it's great to be with all of you. And just one final shout out on the football season. Thanks so much for all of you who stood up during that football season and supported that great run by John LaFleur and the troops all the way to the state 3A finals this year. It was a real treat for us to call these games on Catholic Radio, and that would not have been possible without your great support. So, once again, thanks so much to all of you who stood up during the season and in our postseason run during football season. It was very, very much appreciated. Thomas, a lot of new here. We're hearing so much about just a tremendous freshman class coming in. Obviously, we know a little bit about the likes of Stanley and Demke and
shall we?
And Lee, but we're going to get a look at some new people that we haven't seen play before. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, I've caught a few of them in practice. Number one, Melina Snoozy, 5'11 freshman, was a starter for Dakota Valley last year as an 8th grader. She already has multiple Division I offers in basketball. And so there's been some really good comparisons out there, a lot to live up to, but you know, the name Carly Tritz comes up a little bit, and so if you're being compared as a freshman to Carly Tritz, you must be okay.
That's some rarefied air there.
Absolutely. But Addison Kleiss, another youngster that made the move over from Dakota Valley. Her dad Jason is just won back-to-back state championships at DV. It does a great job over there. Addison's going to help. He said Addie Glass, another freshman. We've got number 21, Colby Carroll, is another freshman. Did I mention Addie Glass? I mean, like I said, we've got a lot of young, new. We've got experience. We've got a great blend. Now, with that, sometimes it takes a little while to gel and to all be clicking on the same page. You know, that was one thing last year is when you have five seniors in Brooklyn Stanley last year. Boy, they clicked for pretty much every game. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see some growing pains early on, especially, you know, when you're playing a lot of young kids. It's still varsity basketball. It's still a transition to make to the varsity game, whether it's the level of competition, it's the crowd, it's the atmosphere. And so I think this is a team that's going to show us maybe some great highlights throughout the year, but really I think at the end of the season is when they'll be playing their best.
And once again, Darren's reached out and really has a competitive schedule. They've got Estherville, Lincoln Central, they've got Dallas Center Grimes, they've got teams like that. So he's certainly going to throw these young ladies to the fire and see what they're made of. And that's how you get better. And I tell you what, the one thing, too, with the young energy we have, their practice sessions have to be pretty strong because, you know, I would expect that this team's probably going to be 8, 9, 10 deep right off the bat here. And so, you know, I'm excited to see it. As you said, it's always interesting when you start blending together the old with the new. Not always the smoothest thing in the world.
Well, and when we talk about old and new, one of the key replacements we have to make this year isn't somebody that put on the sneakers. Jeff Donaldson, our longtime assistant coach for the girls program, has moved on, and he's going to Jeff's daughter Brittany is a assistant coach in the NBA, and he wants to do some traveling to watch her coach this year. And so, you know, that's always a change too, is when your staff changes a little bit, and we know Jeff did. And Coach Coolster worked so well together that there is going to be an adjustment there as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a little bit about Lewis Central here in a minute, but Lewis Central has the advantage of having a game under the belt. Again, they played last weekend. They took on an Underwood team and beat them 49-31. They got a lot of the key components back from last year. Again, this Lewis Central team is the one that knocked our volleyball girls out of playoff contention this year. So, you know, that always enters into the back of your minds is, you know, obviously they've got some talented girls there, and we're going to talk about them in just a minute. Once again, tonight's pregame is brought to you by Verity Group LLC, along with Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computer. Let's take a short break and hear from some of our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back. Once again, it's Heelan Basketball here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and the Freilich family floor. We'll be right back.
I'm Patty Lansing, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Sioux City. Over 600 students are receiving tuition assistance through the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation. These students are not eligible for an ESA this year since they were already enrolled in our Catholic schools. Without your support of MLTF, their parents will face difficult decisions. Learn more about MLTF by contacting your school and making your donation by December 31st. With your help, every child can receive a faith-based education in our diocesan Catholic schools.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Heelan High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Heelan Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back. I'm Bob Gary, along with Tom Betts and Reed back at the studio. It's Crusader basketball tonight, a doubleheader here on Catholic Radio. The opener is going to tip off here in just over 15 minutes. It's the Crusaders, again, coming off a great season last year where they went 23-2 before losing to in the state semifinals, taking on a Lewis Central Titan team that was 14-7 last year. But Coach Hannafin returns a great deal of firepower from last year's team, and so expect a good one in the opener. And then our nightcap tonight will be the Crusaders and the Trainer Cardinals opening up their seasons. Trainer's a perennial 2A power in the southwestern part of the state. We always have some great matchups with them. They return a lot of firepower as well from a 17-7 season last year. Of course, Crusaders men last year under Coach Hahn's first season went to the state semifinals as well. So we should have a couple of good ones here tonight. from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. And as always, it's great to have our listening audience back aboard. Quick turnaround from football to basketball, just a little over 10 days. But you love it when that football season runs that long and we can hop right into basketball season and we are ready to go. Tom, a little bit about Lewis Central. Again, a lot of firepower led by Lucy Scott coming back. I think we saw them last year, and they were pretty competitive with the Crusaders through the majority of the game, and I would expect the same type of thing tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to control tempo. You know, with the shot clock, you can only do so much, but, you know, the keys for them to hang for four quarters is, we always go back to this, how can they handle pressure? And I think with this Helan team this year, you've really got to get back defensively. You're going to see Brooklyn Stanley. You're going to see Melina Snoozy. They're going to get down the court. Maddie Demke's going to be trying to push that thing up. And we're going to try to score in 8 seconds or get a shot up. That's kind of been the philosophy of Coach Koolstra this preseason. And so you've got to be able to handle that kind of tempo.
As always is the case, Tom, there's always a few rule adjustments that take place in the off season. I know you have a big role with the Iowa Coaches Association, and talk to us a little bit about what we're going to see as far as rule changes.
Well, the major one is the old seven fouls, one-on-one bonus is now gone. And so the bonus now is five fouls per quarter. Fouls reset at the start of every quarter, and as soon as a team hits five fouls in a quarter, it's an automatic two-shot foul for the other team. People say, well, what's the reason for this? College girls have been doing this for a number of years. But what it really does is it speeds the game up because, you know, so many times you see it early in the game, teams get into foul trouble. Well, then you spend the rest of the half shooting one-on-ones. This allows kind of a reset after that to kind of keep the it seems like all the rule changes are now to make it a faster, more fluid game, and this is one that is going to be both in the boys and girls this year.
And is this year three for the shot clock, Tom? Or?
Year two.
Is it two?
Year two.
Last year, this first year. I think it had overwhelmingly positive results last year. With the 35-second shot clock, it does not come into play all that often. I guess where we see the biggest impact would maybe be late in the games when you're trying to run clock and stall a game out. But seems like, it's just one of those things you hear very few complaints about, either from coaches, fans, players, anybody involved.
Well, and again, what we found last year, it was a learning curve. It's going to be a learning curve this year for scorekeepers, for officials with the fouls. But what we found last year with the shot clock is at the end of the games is teams didn't have, maybe they only had four team fouls and they would play defense for 15, 20 seconds and then foul and pick up that fifth foul. Well, then the shot clock would always reset. And so there was a big learning curve that went on with the shot clock last year. But, again, I think anything that we get that promotes kind of unifying a game from youth basketball kind of up to the professional level is good.
Well, I think probably the most difficult part of the shot clock was just actually finding just that extra personnel to run the shot clock every night at ball games. So it does take one extra person. Well, I tell you what, we got a huge opening week. Beyond tonight, we're back in action on Friday from East High School, and you're going to see a huge rivalry doubleheader that night where I think you're going to see all four teams come into the ballgame rated. That girls East Helan matchup promises to be a good one. Again, East High returns literally the entire roster from last year off a very, very good basketball team, and of course, we know that Coach Raz Vanderloo is always going to put a great product on the line up at East High. So, boy, Friday night we should have a good one in a packed house over at East.
Yeah, Friday night's going to be a lot of fun. Really, you're looking at probably the two preseason favorites for boys and girls in the conference with both squads, East Helan boys and girls. So it's going to be a packed house Friday, a lot of fun. But, again, tonight's – I'm just excited to be here. Like you said, Lewis Central's bringing in a quality team here with their young ladies, and the trainer men, trainer boys here later on, boy, they've given us fits over the years. I think we've only beaten them once or twice, and so I expect nothing but a dogfight in that second game as well.
And really, Tom, wouldn't you think that first game, who dictates the tempo is really going to be the key in that? As you said earlier, the Crusaders want to get up and down. They want to create turnovers with that pressure defense, get quick baskets where Lewis Central is probably going to be a little more deliberate and try and take their time and beat the defense and get the easy buckets inside.
Well, you know, even I would say this, and with not having really seen both either team whether our boys' team or our girls' team, I think both teams, if there's an early season question mark, is how well can they consistently shoot perimeter shots. We with both teams, we've graduated a lot of exceptional shooting. And good shooting opens up lanes of the basket. And so that's I think that'll be something that we'll keep our eye on.
Once again, tonight's pregame is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Verity Group, LLC. Our other pregame sponsors are Wilma's Field Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. As always, a big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without all of you, none of this would be possible. Also, a shout-out to Catholic Radio for the great support they give us. They are the mothership of Heelan Athletics here in Northwest Iowa, and we love having Crusader Athletics throughout the year, football, basketball, into baseball. And it's through the generosity of Catholic Radio that this is made possible. So let's once again take a break and hear from some of these great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We'll also hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Heelan Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. Once again, you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show here on KFHC KOI Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
What makes your home, home? Is it a favorite reading corner? A growth chart on the door frame? A bunk bed that doubles as a fort? Home is that feeling of warmth and safety. A place where you belong. At Security National Bank, we put thoughtful care and attention into helping you find your place. Not just any place, but your home. Because home matters. Security National Bank. Everything matters. Member FDIC.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of the tonight's 2023 season basketball opener between the Crusaders and the Lewis Central Titans. Joining the Verity Group and underwriting tonight's pregame is Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. A big thanks, as always, goes out to all these great companies and individuals who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Your support of Heelan Athletics is so very, very critical, and we certainly appreciate it. So we're just about 5 minutes ahead of game time here. Tom, more thoughts maybe on what some things we're going to look for tonight?
Well, again, to me it's a little bit I'm going to be watching the Heelan bench. I want to see Coach Donaldson ran that defense for years, and now it's Coach Kulster's taking the defense over. Rick Weitzel's his new assistant coach, along with his returning staff. So I'm going to be interested in watching the bench. I always get a kick out of watching coaches. I used to love this fall walking the sidelines during the Heelan football game and watching Coach LaFleur coach. He's a master. But so I'm going to be watching that. But then also just kind of how the Crusaders with all these new faces, how they really play off each other. Again, the pieces are all there. I mean, we got some great pieces. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think, you know, if we watch tonight and then at the end of February when we're watching them, say, my gosh, look at we're going to see a lot of growth, I'm sure.
Well, one of the things in girls basketball you see is oftentimes these younger players come in and are actually ready to contribute for some of the guys
so,
you know, the development of the programs for younger girls throughout through the course of years has been amazing. You see all these youth tournaments and stuff where these girls are getting their hands on basketball sooner. Their skill development is at a much higher level, and combine that with the early maturation, and they come in ready to play. And
yes, they do.
We're gonna see some of those some examples of that tonight. I'm with you. I'm anxious to see how the whole rotation thing takes place. You know, Koolstra and Donaldson always did a really nice job of keeping a steady flow of fresh bodies out there because they had to the way they played. Let's see how deep that bench gets for the Crusaders, and of course. Lewis Central, you always see that big jump from game one to game two. They've got the advantage of having a game in the bag already that went over Underwood this past weekend. So be interesting to see their development again. We're anticipating that their starting lineup will be 5'9" senior Lucy Scott, number 15 Addison Holt. She's a 5'9" senior. Avery Hannafin, the coach's daughter, she's a 5'8" sophomore. Brooke Larson, a 5'10" senior. And Madison Jones, a 6'2" sophomore. So they're going to throw some height at the Crusaders. Their leading scorers returning from last year were Scott, Holt, and Larson. Again, that was the lineup that we saw last week when they played Underwood. For the Crusaders, we're anticipating the following lineup, and now they just posted on the board here. That, in fact, is going to be the Lewis Central Titan starting lineup for your Bishop Heelan Crusaders. Again, 23-2 last season under coach Darren Coolsfield. They'll start number one, Maddie Demke. Maddie's a 5'2" senior. She averaged just shy of 6 points a game last year and was really good at the free throw line at 82%. Number 11 is Brooklyn Stanley. Brooklyn, of course, the 5'8 senior, is the returning scorer, leading scorer from last year. She has already signed to play at Northwest Missouri State next year. Brooklyn averages 14 points a game last season and shot it at a 66% clip from the free throw line and 34% from the three-point arc. The freshman is Melina Snoozy, the number 23. She's a 5'11 sophomore. As Tom said, she was in that starting lineup last year at Dakota Valley. We expect some really big things from her. She had a nice exhibition game earlier this season, so I'm anxious to see Miss Snoozy on the hardwood. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur. Maddie's a 5'9" junior. Kind of one of those reserves last year that came off the bench and gave you some instant energy. Nobody's going to play harder than Maddie LaFleur out there. She averaged 1.5 last year. I expect that role to increase. And rounding out that lineup is the big junior, number 45, Abby Lee. She's a 6-foot junior, averages shy of 9 points a game. Shoots it very, very well for a big girl at 41% from the arc and 60% from the free throw line. Also expect to see the likes of Addison Kleiss, Carly Cobe, Addie Glass, Julie Verzel. So we'll see just how deep Coach Coolsha wants to go with that bench. Last year this team averaged 64 points a game. And, of course, Lewis Central, with one game under the belt, averaged 49 points in that opening win, again, led by Lucy Scott, once again, their leading scorer returning from last year. So those are your starting lineups, Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee for the Crusaders. For the Titans, it'll be Scott, Holt, Hannafin, Larson, and Madison Jones. Again, a lot of tall girls on the floor, Thomas.
Yes, a lot of tall girls. And, I mean, you mentioned Coach Coolstra, his philosophy has always been, you know, more possessions, more opportunities to score. Some coaches are, you know, they always are more about shot selection. I think Coach Coolstra, these kids will all be coached to shoot with confidence.
Once again, Once again, you've been listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show. Wilma Stewart, Best Harbor, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices are other pregame sponsors along with the Verity Group. We're going to take it back to the studio for a couple 30-second spots. When we come back, we'll have opening tip-off. It's the season opener, Crusader basketball, here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School sports. Go Crusaders.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. I'm going to take it to the floor here for the honoring of our nation with the playing of our national anthem as they complete the pregame prayer here at the Froelich family floor and O'Gorman Fieldhouse once again to the floor for the national anthem. And so, once again, welcome back to Healing Basketball here on Catholic Radio. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's good to have all of you aboard for another season of Healing Athletics here. Basketball time has rolled around, and we're here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse and the Froelich family floor, and just about ready to get rocking and rolling. Big thanks to all those people back at the studio and Ann Reed helping us tonight, keeping things going. So it's great to have all of you aboard, and we're just about ready to go as both teams hit the floor.
And we have Ron Stowers in the house tonight officiating. He's been around longer than us together, hasn't he, Bob?
Absolutely.
Ron's had to been officiating at least for, I'm going to say, 40 years. You know, and I tell you what, that's testament to Ron, and hopefully we can we need to get more younger officials out there, like people that can be the next Ron.
Tonight's first quarter is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shelmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. And here we go. Crusaders in their home whites are going to move right to left on your radio dial. The Titans in their road blues going left to right as the ball is up in the air, and it's going to be controlled right off the bat by Lewis Central, is bringing it across the floor as Addison Holt, the 5'9 senior. Crusaders going to open up in a little man-to-man defense as the ball tipped out of bounds by Brooklyn Stanley. It's going to remain in the hands of the Titans. 25 seconds left in the shot clock here as we get rolling here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. There's a high post feed inside, working against the defense is Larson. Larson goes with the left hand, misses it right away. It's a Matty LaFleur with the rebound. They kick it up quickly. Snoozy kicks it inside to LaFleur. LaFleur at the post kicks it back outside. Demke, a couple dribbles right side, now back to Snoozy. Left wing extended. It looks like Lewis Central is going to stay in a little 2-3 zone there. They get it high post to Lee. She's going to kick it back outside, and they're going to reset the offense with Maddie Demke. 13 seconds on the shot clock. First possession of the year, Tom. Yeah. They're going to run her down into single digits there. Matty LaFleur kicks a baseline to Snoozy. Snoozy with a couple dribbles, sits the cross court. Good looking shot by Stanley. It's off the mark, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by the Titans. So patience by the Crusaders. Here come the Titans pushing it up the floor quickly. They kick it out. Pump pick there by Scott. Nothing doing. They're going to reset the offense. Goes to the right side now to Madison Jones. Back up high, and there's Dempke doing what Dempke does.
Yep, and a foul there on Jones.
Creating a lot of mischief out front, and right away we get a foul called on...
On Addison Holt. Or sorry, that was...
I think Addison Holt, 15, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yep. So, you know, offensively for the Crusaders, going against the zone early on in the season is always, for some reason, a little tougher. You don't work on a lot of zone offense, and so... I would expect them to stay in this zone and Crusaders just kind of be patient about it.
Snoozy with the ball on the left wing. Goes cross court to Stanley. She kicks it inside to Lee. Ball's tipped away. Nice defense there by Madison Jones. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be in the hands of the Crusaders. 6:31 to go in your game clock. No score yet here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. 2-3 zone, and Crusaders going to run a little box inbound set. They get to Snoozy in the high post. She pump fakes, kicks it inside. Now outside, Lee, three-pointer is off the mark.
Ooh.
And rebounded there by Madison Jones. So two empty possessions for the Crusaders to start the game. 6:20 to go here as the Titans bring it across. Crusaders, a lot of pressure out front there. Finally broken by Addison Holt. She kicks it over to Lucy Scott. They're going to swing the ball over to the left side, left corner. Nice kick inside there, working one-on-one against Stanley. Post-to-post pass is off the mark, but a miss and a rebound, and nothing going there as Madison Jones had a couple point-blank looks, couldn't get him to fall. Here comes the Crusaders playing at tempo, and the ball is in Snoozy's hands. Eight-footer is good.
Yep.
First points of the year belong to the freshman, Melina Snoozy, with a bucket from about 8 feet as we're going to get a...
Foul.
Backcourt foul.
Yeah, Maddie tried to pick up full and reached in on the point guard, Scott.
5:44 to go here, quarter number one. Helan 2, Lewis Central nothing. Crusader off the Dempke foul. That's her first team foul, number one. That allows them to set up the man-to-man full court pressure. Easily broken by the Titans as they're going to bring it across. It's Larson, goes deep in the lane, and I believe she's going to get, we're going to see Maddie LaFleur whistled for the foul there. Little pump fake there by Larson got Maddie in the air, and she came down on the grill. So second team foul for the Crusaders, the first on Maddie. As we get our first substitute in the game, that's Annie Strohmeyer. And Annie's one of those kids that gets capable of scoring a lot of points for Lewis Central. But the Crusaders get the steal on the inbound set. Nice job by Melina Snoozy there of getting the steal. She kicks up to LaFleur, corner to Dempke, back up to Snoozy. Quick release from three is off the mark. Lee had the rebound in her hands and is stolen away. Going coast to coast is Larson. Nice Euro step for two. We're all tied here at two. Brooke Larson, the 5'11 junior, with a nice move and finish there. Deuces here, 5:13 to go in the first quarter. There's another steal by Larson, and she's going to go one-on-one with Dempke. Dempke needs to be careful. Nice Euro move. Missed the layup. Rebound is scrambled for on the floor. It's still scrambled for. Finally in the hands of Madison Jones.
And they're
going to take a timeout.
This game started slow and all of a sudden picked up a lot of pace, didn't it, Bob?
So the first timeout of the year belongs to the Lewis Central Titans. We're going to take it back to the studio for a 30-second spot. When we come back, 4:57 remains here in the first quarter. Helan 2, Lewis Central 2. We'll be right back.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. 4:57 remains in the first quarter tonight. Crusaders 2, Lewis Central 2. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by our premier sponsors, Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. Lewis Central inbounds near the hash mark there. They're going to set the offense up high there. It's Addison Holt with the ball working against Snoozy. She kicks it high post. Larson with a nice spin move against LaFleur misses it. But once again, they hit the board and draw the foul. This time getting the board is Sydney Thine, and Sydney's going to go to the line to shoot two, and that foul is going to be whistled on...
Is that Abby Lee?
I believe that's who it was. As we're waiting for the signal there. No, it's going to be called on Maddie LaFleur, so that's going to be Maddie's second. And Thine's going to go to the line. She was an 83% free throw shooter last year. First one is up and good. So Lewis Central grabs its first lead of the night, 3-2 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Lots of fours on the board. 4:44 to go here in quarter number one. Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sinky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center join Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, and Pitts & Associates as your first quarter sponsor. Second free throw at times off also good. 4-2, Lewis Central.
Freshman Addie Glass, another freshman, checks in for the game for the Crusaders, and I think her specialty is shooting is what I've heard. So
Glass with the ball again. They're working against that 2-3 zone. They got Stanley up high now. Snoozy left side. Back to Demke up high. Skips it over to Glass. Glass took a peek inside and kicked it back to Demke. Working above the court, above the top of the key there. Lee with a nice catch and finish. Abby Lee off the feed from Demke.
Great job keeping the ball high, Abby did as well.
4-4 here early on. 4:14 on your scoreboard left. Crusaders have stayed in this man-to-man defense as they work at the cross court. It's Scott driving in, has to pick up a dribble, kicks it back, and we're going to see a travel called on Strohmeyer. So nice defense there by Snoozy. Made her move that pivot foot, and halfway through quarter number one, Crusaders with a possession here to grab the lead. It's 4-4 under Security National Bank scoreboard. Demke kicks it right wing to Stanley, back up high to Demke, working between the circles, left wing to Glass. Glass takes the corners, freshman to Snoozy. There's a corner jumper, and perfect.
Yep.
Brooklyn Stanley with the three. Downtown from Brooklyn, really nicely set up by Glass as she took a couple dribbles and popped it down. 7-4 Crusaders. On the other end, Abby Lee with a big block on the jumper there. Here comes Maddie Demke pushing up to Stanley, but Lee is there to finish up. So Stanley missed the layup. Abby Lee got the offensive board and put back, and just like that, a quick 5-0 run has put the Crusaders up 9-4 with 3:23 to go here. As they nearly got a steal in the backcourt, but it's going to be tipped out of bounds. We're going to see another sub come in. This is going to be
Addison
Kleiss coming in, and Snoozy's going to get a break.
How many times this year are we going to call her Addison Keel? I think they wore the same number.
Thanks for planting that seed. Always appreciate it. Here we go with Lewis Central working a little weave action. Crusaders have stayed in this man-to-man. The JV game, they ran the 1-3-1 pretty much the whole time. Nice pass inside. Strohmeyer with a strong up, but missed it. Lee with another rebound. And then on the outlet, threw it away. Three-point jumper is off the mark by Scott. And we're going to see a foul called. That foul is going to be whistled on Better of Lewis Central. That's her first foul. Backcourt foul, so no shots involved here. Both teams now. Crusaders with three fouls. Lewis Central with two. Both of them are a little bit away from shooting the bonus here in quarter number one. Crusaders with the ball and the lead. Up 5-9-4 here. Under 3 minutes to go here from the Froelich family floor and the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Great to be with you, all of you, as the Crusaders work it outside. It's Kleiss kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy drives baseline, picks her dribble up, and she's going to be hacked. And it's going to be another foul on Lewis Central. That foul is going to be whistled on number 21, Brooke Larson. That's Brooke's first foul. So both teams now with three team fouls here. 2:45 to go. Crusaders inbound set. Snoozy looking for somebody open. They set a little picket fence up high for Lee. She kicks over to Demke. Snoozy with a couple dribbles. Cross court. Glass three. Just off the mark and rebounded by Lewis Central. So good look there for Glass. Just couldn't quite get it down quickly. Lewis Central loads up for the three. A nice block there by Abby Lee. Boy, I tell you what, Tom, it's hard to imagine that Abby's not going to have a pretty good season this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she came on that right around Christmas time last year. And, of course, only foolish coaches wouldn't have played her the first four or five games.
We've been there, done that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Lewis Central with the ball, working between the circles. Strohmeyer with the crossover. She drives in, kicks back outside. It's Vetter with the ball. Up high to Larson. Right wing to Tyne. She takes it inside and gets the finish there. So she's come off the bench for four to lead the Lewis Central attack. 9-6 Crusaders here with 2:20 to go as they kick it up to Snoozy. And she's going to be tied up by Larson. It's going to be alternate possession and belong to the Crusaders here as both teams are running fresh bodies in pretty frequently here. As we're going to see Glass go out and Stanley come back in after a quick breather there. Crusaders working the offense. 2-3 zone remains for the Lewis Central. It's kind of slowed the Crusader attack down. Crusaders have been pretty patient, kind of probing things as they kick it into Kleiss. Kleiss back, kicks out to Snoozy. Cross court is nearly stolen, but tipped out of bounds. 15 seconds left on the shot clock, 2:01 on the game clock here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 9 and Lewis Central 6. Demke, Stanley, Lee, Snoozy, and Kleiss on the field or on the court for the Crusaders here as they convert to basketball lingo. Up high now, shot clock down to 4. Snoozy's got to make something happen on the left wing. She kicks it up high, and there's our first shot clock violation of the year. As Brooklyn Stanley just couldn't get it off quick enough. Nice defense there by Lewis Central.
Well, early in the season, you know, there's so many things to put in before your first game, and probably end of shot clock shot situations hasn't been something they've worked a ton on.
Lewis Central working against that Crusader man-to-man defense. A switch up high to kick it right wing. Strohmeyer kicks it inside. It has a tip back. She gets her own shot and her own ball on the steal and takes it in. Misses it. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Here they come. Stanley crossover left. Snoozy three, and it's...
Yep, she traveled. I've been watching. That's something Molina's going to have to work on. She's got that hop into the three-point shot. Some officials call it, some don't.
And you're more likely to see that called early in the year than you will later in the year. That's one of those points of emphasis. 1:17 to go. Crusaders have kind of cooled off. They ran a little 5-0 run to get ahead 9-3, and now it's 9-6 as Lewis Central's having trouble getting it across the timeline, and finally they do.
No, they got it. They did. You know,
10-second violation.
And just so you know, that did they call 10-second?
I believe so.
Or did they call timeout? Because I was watching the shot or the clock, and the officials are not supposed to count. They're supposed to use the clock, and she was across by 25. So I think that was maybe influenced by someone else.
When the whistle blew, it was 23 seconds left on the shot clock, but she had been across then.
Yeah.
So nonetheless, turnover by the Titans. Here come the Crusaders now with a chance to build on that early three-point lead. Under 1 minute to go here in quarter number one. Demke kicks it right wing to Stanley, now corner. LeFleur skips it over. Demke drives in top of the lane. She's going to get free throws there. She's hecked in the act and will shoot two. Maddie Demke with a nice drive there. That foul, I believe, is going to be whistled on Addison Holt, and that's going to be Addison's second, fourth team foul, and it's going to put Miss Demke at the line to shoot a pair. Crusaders 9. Lewis Central 6, game 1 of 2 tonight. The follow-up is going to be the Trainer boys coming into town to take on the Crusaders as Maddie knocks that first free throw down. She'll get one more. Really great free throw year last year for Maddie, 82%. She starts off the 23-24 campaign with nothing but net. Second one is off the horn. And the battle for the rebound is going to be won by Demke, but she flips it back in bounds and into the hands of Lewis Central. Here comes Larson kicking it coast to coast. Nice high jumpers off the mark.
Great box out by Abby Lee.
Abby Lee, I believe that's unofficially 5 rebounds already for Abby Lee. In the front court now, it's Demke with a 3. Good, nothing but net. Maddie Demke. Maddie with 4 quick points to push that lead to 7 at 13-6. Crusaders, Snoozy with the steal and the finish. And the hack.
And an and one. How about that?
Welcome, Melina Snoozy. She gets a backcourt steal, drives in, and gets the bucket and one here. That foul is going to be whistled, I believe, on Avery Hannafin. And that's going to be Avery's first, and it's going to put... still waiting for it to officially go up on the board here. And it's going to put Miss Snoozy to the line to shoot one here and finish off the old-fashioned three-point play. And it's up and good. Molina now with 5 points on the night. Crusaders up 15-6 on your Security Bank scoreboard here. 17 seconds to go. Shot clock is off as the Holt brings it across court in the hands of Hannafin. She kicks it inside. Turnover. Lewis Central. Verzel has checked into the ball game as well for the Crusaders. Snoozy, Stanley, Lee, Verzel and Demke on the court for the last 7 seconds here, quarter number one. 16-6 Crusaders. Verzel kicks it up three-quarter court. Brings it across midcourt. Demke pushes it up plenty of times. Kicks it inside to Lee. Lee turnaround jumpers off the mark. Verzel with the putback. Nice rebound by Julie there. Just couldn't get the pushback at the end of the quarter. But after one, it's a good one for the Crusaders as they lead the Lewis Central Titans 16-6. Once again, a big thanks to our first quarter sponsors. They were Fibercom as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. Once again, after one, it's 16-6 Crusaders. We'll be right back for quarter number two.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside my old friend Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's Crusader basketball here as we get ready to start quarter number two on the Security National Bank scoreboard. It's the Crusaders 16 and Lewis Central 6, as Lewis Central is going to open the second quarter with the ball there. And already we got contact and a steal by Stanley, and she's going to go coast to coast and get the right-hander finish. That's 5 for Stanley. As we're getting a little, I believe we're going to get a timeout here. And Lewis Central coach is not real happy here in the first seconds of the second quarter. A lot of contact on that exchange at the offensive end for Lewis Central. And no call leads to the Stanley layup. Real quickly capping the scoring, Demke with 4, Stanley with 5, Snoozy with 5, and Lee with 4 for the Crusaders. For the Titans, it's Tyne off the bench with 4, and Brooke Larson chipped in the other 2. 18-6 here. Early in quarter number two tonight's second quarter, brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, our other sponsors, along with Light Forms and Tammy Bertrand, our SRAM Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS.
Well, Crusaders defense has really been the difference. Just the, you know, there's not a lot of easy passes, and we haven't really seen the 1-3-1 yet. It's been all man, and which is something that traditionally we haven't played a lot of. So if the Crusaders can get out and defend like that, foul, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, hand to glove, man to man too. It's been tight.
Now notice the scoreboard. They did a good job. Back to zeros on the fouls.
Once again,
this is an adjustment.
One of those rule changes. Change is never easy, Tom.
No, especially get older.
Lewis Central now with the backcourt. They're going to kick it into Addison Holt. She's going to bring it across the timeline, set up the offense. She started by Demke. Takes it up the right side, hand back, and we're going to see Demke whistled for a little hand foul. Probably the reaction of that.
that was paid for about 20 seconds ago.
That little browbeating the referees took from Coach Hannafin in that last timeout. Maddie's second foul. Actually, not a good day for the Maddies. Maddie LaFleur with 2, Maddie Demke with 2. That's the 4 fouls for the Crusaders here. First foul of the second quarter. Here's the Lewis Central again playing a little weave offense. Hand back. They kick it inside. Larson with a nice spin move. She gets in deep. Little contact. Missed the shot. Rebound by Snoozy. She's going to bring it coast to coast. Kicks it right wing to Demke. There's a corner 3. Wide open for Stanley. She misses it. Everybody crashes the board. Nice rebound there by Lewis Central. That was Madison Jones grabbing that rebound. They kick it up quickly to Strohmeyer, now up high to Holt. Holt kicks it left wing out of the corner. There's a nice drive there by Scott, but they cut her off. They've done a nice job on Lucy Scott tonight. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. As we're going to see an offensive foul there on the pick. And that's going to be whistled, I believe, on Madison Jones. And that will be Madison's. No, I take that back. It's going to be on Addison Holt, and that's going to be 3 on Addison. So the first player with foul trouble tonight will be Miss Addison Holt. She handles the ball a lot, Tom. That might be a little difficult situation here for for Lewis Central against this Crusader man-to-man. It's Verzel, Demke, Snoozy. Nice move inside. Oh, just one pass too many there as Brooklyn Stanley flashed the high post, tried to kick it down to Lee, but threw it away. On the other end, the ball stolen by Snoozy. Nice little defensive player. She's plays all of her 5-11s. Once again, they try and kick it into Abby Lee, and the ball's going to be stolen. So a couple looks inside to Abby have resulted in turnovers. Here comes Lewis Central. They trail by 12, 18-6, 6:20 to go here in quarter number two. They kick it left wing extended. It's Jones with the ball. She kicks it down to the corner. Nice drive there, and this time she gets the finish, and that was Brooke Larson. I like Larson. She's got to the paint several times tonight. That's her first finish, or her second finish. She's got four. 6 minutes to go here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Lee kicks over to Snoozy. Snoozy, three-pointer from the corner. She's got a quick release. Lee gets the rebound, puts that one-handed jumper up off the mark, and a nice rebound there by Madison Jones. Here comes Lewis Central. They trail by 10, 18-8, 5:44 to go here in quarter number two. Moving left to right on your radio dial, Strohmeyer kicks it over to Larson. Larson once again drives, gets that left-handed layup, misses it, and then didn't grab the rebound. Nice rebound there by Julie Verzel. Quickly up the floor, Snoozy releases and gets the finish. Nice left hand, Melina Snoozy. She leads all scorers with seven. And the Crusaders have built that lead back up to 12 at 20-8.
Again, Lewis Central, very deliberate, trying to get as many shots. They're getting shots on goal. That they're just not finishing them.
No, they really have.
Crusaders are getting transition buckets, and that's the difference of the game so far.
Especially Brooke Larson. Brooke's got deep several times and just hasn't been able to knock it down. As we see wholesale changes on both teams on the floor for the Crusaders, it's going to be Demke, LeFleur, Stanley, Kleiss, and Lee. Are you going to be your girls in white as they try and build on that 12-point lead. 12 points is the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders. Demke kicks it left wing to Kleiss. Lewis Central is going to stay in that 2-3 zone up high to Demke. Got Stanley spotted up in the right corner. Demke now tries to kick it inside once again. The inside pass to Abby Lee is taken away. Really nice post defense by Lewis Central. They've got three steals on those post-entry passes. Here comes Lewis Central, spin move, gets to the middle lane. Nothing going there for Hannafin, and finally she kicks it in to...
You know, really...
Strohmeyer with that bucket.
Both teams defensively doing what they want to do. You know, the zone is working for Lewis Central. They're forcing us into shots we want to take, and there's a foul as we try to go a little wing to low post entry.
That foul's going to be whistled on Avery Hannafin.
And if this is the old days, we'd probably be about in the 1-1 right now.
Yeah, second team foul here in quarter number two. We're just about halfway through quarter number two. Crusaders have doubled up Lewis Central 20-10. Crusaders with an inbound set under their own basket. Lee gets in the corner, kicks it high to Demke. They swing it across court to Stanley. Stanley nearly threw it away. Nice catch there by Kleiss to keep it alive. And now Maddie LeFleur over to Maddie Demke, left wing. Now between the circles, right side to Kleiss. Having trouble here, 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Maddie LeFleur kicks it back out to Demke. Demke's going to shoot the little runner.
Oh. Good-looking
shot late in the shot clock. It doesn't fall as Lewis Central gets the steal and then pushes it up as Stanley gets the steal back, and she's got seven. Her, along with Snoozy, lead the Crusaders in scoring 22-10 here, 3:40 to go. Ball goes inside. We're going to see a foul whistled on Abby Lee.
Yeah, that one, just Abby let it get a little too low, and you're not going to have an official award block shot when it's underneath the basket.
So Sydney Thine's going to go to the line. She was 2-for-2 in the first quarter. She has 4 points to lead the Lewis Central in scoring. Her free throw is up and good. She's a perfect 3-for-3. 22-11 here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Once again, second quarter brought to you tonight by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Here's time to shoot the second free throw. And it is good as well. So perfect 4-for-4 for her, and that cuts that lead back to 10 at 22-12 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Demke between the circles up high, setting the offense up to run a 1-4, four across, couple high posts there. They skip it over to Snoozy, back up to Demke up high. Corner Stanley, she kicks it into LeFleur, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Just a little bit needed that pass, just a second quicker, a nice ball rotation there. Crusaders going to inbound under their own bucket, 18 seconds to go here in the first half. And on the inbound set, it's stolen by the Lewis Central, and they kick it up quickly, better with the miss. And once again, a layup miss by Lewis Central, and we're going to see a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to be in favor of the Crusaders. So lots of missed opportunities here for Lewis Central, which could have made this game much closer than the 22-12 score we currently see with 3:13 to go here in the quarter. Here comes Demke. She's going to bring it across midcourt. Demke, Stanley, Kleiss, Melina Snoozy, and Maddie LeFleur on the court for the Crusaders, working against that zone defense by the Titans. Demke up high with the ball between the circles. Kicks it over right side. Now Demke back up high. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Kleiss thought about the three. She drives into the lane. She's going to draw contact. That foul is going to be whistled on time. That's her first, third team foul of the quarter. So still no shots. As the Crusaders are going to get a fresh 35 here on the inbound set.
You can see the difference in this new rule already, though, because the last two to three fouls would have been one-on-one free throws. And it does kind of clean up the flow of the game a little bit.
Demke with the ball up high on the inbound set. Skips it over to Kleiss. Kleiss's three is a little bit strong. And what are we going to see?
Another travel.
That's, again, a little hop step into that shot. I'm guessing maybe they get by with that a little more in South Dakota.
Well, again, I think it's one of those. We've been watching it for years, Coach, that you always frustrated us. Some coaches teach the little quick stop and anyway.
Lucy Scott with the ball, kicks it up high. Better three-pointers in and out. Rebound once again by Abby Lee as Abby nears double digits in rebounds. She kicks it up to Stanley. Stanley's going to be hacked, and we're going to be a non-shooting foul there. That foul is going to be whistled on Brooke Larson. That's team foul number four on Lewis Central. So the next foul in the quarter would result in two free throws for the Crusaders. They'll have an inbound set once again, a fresh 35. As Glass is going to check in, Demke's going to check out. Stanley, Glass, Lee, Snoozy, and Kleiss on the floor for the Crusaders. They inbound high post to Abby Lee, and she threw it away trying to get it back to Brooklyn Stanley. So lots of turnovers for the Crusaders here in the second quarter. And there's an open three by Lewis Central off the mark. Snoozy with the rebound. She dribbles out of trouble. Crusaders got numbers. 5-on-3. Snoozy's going to take it high post, kicks it over to Glass. Now up high. Stanley, quick three-pointer, is off the mark. Scramble for the rebound is won by Abby Lee, but carries it out of bounds.
I thought we might get a foul on that, but
lots of contact in the corner.
It's not the fourth quarter yet.
A little, 1:55 to go here in quarter number two. Crusaders up 10, 22-12. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. Some of our sponsors for our second quarter include Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Join Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsors. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Crusaders up 10 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. It's Larson with the ball. She's going to drive lane, spins back, left-handed jumpers off the mark. Abby Lee with the block and the steal, kicks it up to Snoozy. Snoozy with a nice left hand. That's the one thing I've noticed with her. She's got a quick left-handed release.
She's a very skilled young player.
Nice play at the other end by Lee to get the block, the steal, and then the assist. Crusaders pick up the defensive pressure. They've doubled up Lewis Central, 24-12. There's a near steal by Snoozy. Finally comes back in the hands of Scott. Scott's been really quiet tonight. No points there, as we're going to see a foul whistle on the Crusaders. It'll be a non-shooting foul. Let's see who we get this whistled on here.
That's
25, so it's going to be on Glass.
Yep.
Addie Glass, that's her first third team foul for the Crusaders. It's going to result in a fresh shot clock. 1:11 to go here in your first half. Lewis Central down by 12. They throw it away on the inbound set. Nice steal by Stanley, and Snoozy once again running the floor and once again getting the left-handed layup to fall. She's got 11 to lead all scorers. 26-12, that is the biggest lead of the night, and 1 minute remains here in the first half as we're going to see Brooklyn Stanley whistled for a foul near midcourt. Now both teams with 14 fouls in the quarter, so any fouls from this point forward would result in free throws. Here's Lewis Central in the attack zone there. It's Larson with the ball, kicks it cross court. It's tipped away, finally back in the hands of Lewis Central, back up high to Scott. Scott, their leading scorer, has been held scoreless. She gets it into Larson. Larson with a nice finish there. Brooke Larson with six.
And she's a nice little player. She finishes well around the hoop.
She is a very nice player. Shot clock and game clock are nearly the same here as we go 30 seconds left in the first half. Crusaders up by 12, 26-14. Dempke's going to dribble it down, get near the end of the quarter before they run a play against his zone. And sometimes this is really difficult, Tom, against the zone to get those last-second shots here, especially early in the year.
Yeah. Again, this is a great opportunity to run something. They're going to run, I think, their little comet play to get Glass a three in the corner. Oh, no,
Stanley
goes in the corner.
Stanley in the corner. Boom. Yeah. Perfect. Brooklyn Stanley, second three of the night. She's got 10, and the Crusaders have their biggest lead at 15, and that's how your first half's going to end. Bishop Heelan, 29, Lewis Central, 14. Big thanks once again to our second quarter sponsors, Lightform, Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of Sinos. After one half a play on your Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the Crusaders, 29. And Lewis Central 14. Back to the studio and Ann Reed to hear from some of our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. It is the home of Bishop Heelan Athletics, Catholic Radio, 88.1 on your FM dial. We'll be right back.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virginie. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. And read back to the studio. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio. Tonight, our halftime is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead the Lewis Central Titans 29-14 after one half of play. Our other halftime sponsors tonight include Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Fund, Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. And again, on our scoreboard on the Security National Bank score at half, it's 29-14 Crusaders with a 15-point advantage. Real quickly, the scoring breakdown for the first half. The Crusaders led by freshman Melina Snoozy with 11 points. Brooklyn Stanley chipped in 10. Dempke and Abby Lee with 4 points apiece. That amounts to all the 29 points for the Crusaders. For the Lewis Central Titans, Anna Strohmeyer with 2, Brooke Larson with 6, and Sydney Tyne with 6 as well. 14 points for the Lewis Central Titans. And again, Lewis Central had some tough luck down deep. Otherwise, the score would be much closer. Crusaders, at times, Tom, and Spurs played really well, got a little turnover happy there. But, you know, aggressive turnover trying to force the ball inside.
Yeah, I think the difference in the game is just transition buckets between Stanley and Snoozy. Getting out in front of the defense, and we do a great job of looking down the floor. All of our girls do, whether it's a post player, whether it's Maddie Demke, they look for each other. So if we have it, you know, we talked about it, the two things that that Lewis Central is going to have to do, they're going to have to handle half-court pressure. They did okay there, but what they didn't do is they didn't transition back on defense quick enough, and that's going to be a killer against the Helan ladies. The new bodies, new faces, they all seem comfortable out there together. You can tell where these pieces of the puzzle are going to keep, working their way together. Mixing with the veterans we have, I like the way this team looks.
I would have to agree. I think the one thing with them, Tom, is how well our big girls run the floor and how active they are. You know, whether you have Abby Lee or, you know, Snoozy's 5'11", and she not only runs the floor well, she handles it with either hand very well.
She's salty.
Yeah.
And like I said, Abby Lee just looks like she just looks like she's been out there forever. She's made it such a difference, I think, what, 3 or 4 blocks. We'll get Abby involved in the offense more and more. Again, it's a little bit more difficult to start out that first game at the high school level playing against the zone. And I don't know why it is, but it is. And you tend to stand around, and coaches spend most of the first 2 weeks practicing against man-to-man stuff. They put in all their man plays. They put in their man offense. But again, 29-14, that's a good way to go into your first half.
Absolutely, and I think you're going to see more high post flashes. I liked the fact that the Crusaders tried some different looks when, you know, they went 1-4 high, and they tried some different things. And I like the fact, even though there were several turnovers, I like the fact they're trying to look from that high post, low post exchange, because as you get crisper through the course of the season and work together more, the timing on that's going to get much better. But pretty impressive start here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for the Crusaders as they lead 29-14 after one half of play. Remember, this is only game one of two. The nightcap's going to be the Crusaders and the Trainer Cardinals, and we're going to have some chances between games to talk more about Trainer. But boy, that's going to be a good one, Tom. Through the course of the history of that series, there's been some great ball games. And, you know, this is a Trainer team. I was looking back over the last 8 years, has averaged, you know, roughly 20 wins a season. So, they're accustomed to success and accustomed to playing good basketball. And we're going to see a good team tonight.
You know, their head coach has been there 17 years. He's taken the team to the state tournament, I think, at least 10, 12 times. They were at the state tournament again last year. They've got three of their top four scorers back from a season ago in their guard court. I remember being down there with you last year, and that junior guard they had, boy, he just kept backing up. And so we got to be ready. Our guards have to be out, get out ready to play. You know, and as we talk about a little bit about the boys, you know, new faces to fill in there as well. While we have a lot of returnees, both of our guards graduated, and so that's going to be maybe the early season question mark is who's going to be handling that ball for us.
Yeah, it's going to be really one of the bigger lineups we've seen in several years for the Crusaders. But right now it's all about the girls. They lead 29-14 here at half. We're going to send it back to the studio and once again hear from some of our great sponsors. Once again, our halftime tonight brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC. Our other halftime sponsors are Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. Again at half on your Security National Bank scoreboards, the Crusaders 29, Lewis Central 14. We'll be right back.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us, so we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. It's Crusader basketball tonight from the Old Gorman Fieldhouse and the newly named Frelick Family Floor. Again, one of the big fundraisers this year for the Crusaders was to get the naming rights to the Bishop Heelan basketball floor here. And big thanks to the Frelick family for coming to jumping in and getting the naming rights. It's pretty awesome. So, again, we're in the Gorman Fieldhouse playing on the Frelick family floor.
You know, not one of those guys had a jump shot either. They're all wrestlers. But, I mean, I know we wrestle in the Fieldhouse too. But I graduated with Barry. They've just been a tremendous family, and how many Freleks have walked the halls of Heelan over the years. So it's been a lot of fun. Nice. Hey, I do want to, speaking of O'Gorman Fieldhouse, I want to give a shout-out to Luke O'Gorman. He won his second state title at Nazareth Academy last weekend with Nazareth Academy High School in Western Springs, Illinois. They won their second state championship in a row. So congratulations, Luke. I don't know, you're probably not listening, but maybe your dad is.
Well, I got a chance to see his dad at the state football final. We had a nice chat about that. Pretty nice accomplishment to win back-to-back in Illinois football. So here we go. Start quarter number three. It's Lewis Central with the ball. They trail by 15 as we get going here. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. And on their first possession, there's a turnover and a foul as the Crusaders get the steal. And there's going to be a backcourt foul. That's going to be whistled on number 21 for the Lewis Central Titans. That's Brooke Larson. That's Brooke's third foul. Again, she has been instrumental on the scoring front. She leads their team in scoring with six. Here come the Crusaders. Lewis Central is going to stay in that zone. Same starters we saw to start the game. Snoozy with a quick three-pointer, and it's good.
That was no hesitation there.
Boy, I like how quick her release is. On the night, that's one, two, three, four three-pointers for the Crusaders. Quickly, the Lewis Central Titans kick it up. Ball that goes inside and it's blocked by Abby Lee, and on the rebound it's going to go out of bounds and belong to the Crusaders. It's off Larson. Crusaders now with their biggest lead of the night at 32-14 here in the third quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 7:12 to go here as we get rolling in quarter number three. Here comes Demke bringing it across, kicks it left side. Snoozy with a dribble back to Demke. Playing a little two-man game up front. They got Maddie LaFleur up high. They kick a baseline. Abby Lee, she dribbles up, kicks it into Demke. Demke kicks it out to Stanley. Stanley Snoozy, quick jumper just inside the three-point line, is off the mark. Scramble for the rebound is won by the Crusaders. Nice job by Maddie getting on the floor. Gives it to Snoozy. Her jumper's off the mark. But Demke gets that rebound. Her three-pointer's off the mark. Crashing the boards, it's Lee. From 8 foot, she knocks it in. Four shot attempts there. Abby Lee finishes the deal and puts the Crusaders up 20.
And timeout by Lewis Central. Not the way the coach wanted to start this third quarter, I'm sure.
Well, you like the aggressiveness of the Crusaders there, getting multiple shots on that possession there and hitting the floor there. Maddie LaFleur doing Maddie LaFleur things, just hitting the ground and keeping it alive. It eventually resulted in Abby Lee knocking down the deuce. She's got six on the night, and the Crusaders have a 20-point lead on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers, as well as Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Our other third quarter sponsors are Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral, Perry, and Waller Pictures. Well, Tom, my 5-0 here has pushed that 15-point halftime lead to 20 as the Crusaders are starting to establish themselves a little bit.
Yeah, and again, this is kind of what we thought might happen. I just didn't think that the pace of the play was going to be conducive for Lewis Central. And, again, still a lot of game to play here. But at this point, the Crusaders just need to kind of keep the pressure on defensively and then offensively just play basketball.
Addison Holt for Lewis Central. Pass half court, triggers the ball in inbounds. Timeout, coming timeout. Let's see what Lewis Central draws up. Crusaders are going to stay in that man-to-man defense. Nothing going there. It's tight defense by Snoozy. The ball goes inside. Once again, a good-looking shot by Larson, but she can't get it to fall. Maddie LaFleur with the rebound. Here comes Demke pushing it up. Kicks it corner. Snoozy, quick jumper from three, is off the mark. She fouls her shot, but the rebound's corralled by Addison Holt. Nice job by Addison, but she turns it over as Stanley with the backcourt steal. She's going to bring it across the timeline now. Drives to the elbow, kicks it out to Snoozy. Snoozy between the circles, kicks it over to Demke, and just over the hands of the 5'2" Maddie Demke. Out of bounds, turnover Crusaders. 5:49 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 20 at 34-14.
Crusaders staying in that man, going to continue to pick up full as I keep wanting to say George Glass, her dad, George Glass, famous boyfriend of Jan Brady, but Addie Glass checks into the game. Yeah, that was Jan's fictional boyfriend. Don't you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just miss it every year in the fall where I don't get the wisdom you prevail upon me.
I know. I bottle it up and I bring it in. I bring it in November.
And thank goodness you do. Here come the Lewis Central. They kick it inbounds. Jones turned down a little jumper. She's going to drive, type of the lane. A little jump hook. Good.
Wow, good
Madison
shot.
Madison Jones with the deuce. That's the first points of the half for Lewis Central. It cuts that lead back to 18 at 34-16. At the other end.
Oh, maybe missed a foul there, possibly.
Abby Lee had about an 8-foot jumper. She went down hard. Lewis Central's got numbers. There again is a nice drive and finish by Brooke Larson.
Back-to-back buckets for the Titans.
Cuts that lead back to 16, 34-18 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. We played 3 minutes, 5:03 to go here as Kleiss with a three-pointer off the mark, but Snoozy gets the rebound and then nearly throws it away, but it's going to be tipped into the backcourt and it's going to be an over-the-back. Nice defensive stop there by Lewis Central. They got a little 4-0 run going, and we're going to see once again a litany of new players come into the ballgame. LaFleur is going to check in for Lee. So it's Kleiss, Stanley, Glass, LaFleur, and Snoozy on the floor for the Crusaders as Lewis Central is going to inbound it near midcourt. And Crusaders are going to stay in that man-to-man defense. Bringing across midcourt is Holt. She kicks it right wing back up high to Jones. Jones over to Holt. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Maddie LaFleur.
Yeah. Maddie makes her difference known really on that defensive end and offensive rebound. She is a hustler. She's a competitor.
And you're really not going to see it often in her box score. It's her effort and little things she does that really makes a difference. There's Stanley with another steal. She kicks it up court to Kleiss. Kleiss, one pass to Manny. Snoozy gets it back to Stanley. Stanley's three-pointers off the mark. There's a scramble for the rebound. It's going to be controlled by Larson. In the backcourt, she kicks it over to Holt. Holt's going to bring it across the timeline and set the offense up. Lewis Central running a little 4-0 run here. They've cut that 20-point lead to 16. There's a three-pointer. It's up and off the mark. Good-looking shot by Holt. Just couldn't get it, but Larson with the rebound and the shot up, and she's going to get a pair there. Hacked in the act is Brooke Larson. She'll shoot two. And we'll see who that foul's whistled on for the Crusaders. It's on Addie Glass, so that's Addie's second foul, first team foul, but it was a shooting foul, so Miss Larson's going to go to the line to shoot two. On the year, she was 84% free throw shooter last year, and that's a little bit off the mark. She'll get one more. She's got eight on the night. Probably been their most significant offensive threat. Numerous drives into the lane. She's had some good looks, just hasn't had a lot of it fall down. Second free throw here for Larson. try and cut into this 16-point lead, Crusader lead. Second free throw is off the horn and rebounded by Brooklyn Stanley. Stanley kicks it up quickly and throws it away, trying to get Demke streaking down the left sideline, but it's stolen by Holt, and Holt's going to bring it across. Long three-pointer is off the mark
by
Brooke Larson and rebounded by Glass. Here comes Demke pushing it up. Pace is good. Scoring's down. Lewis Central gets back into that 2-3 zone. Demke up high, and we're going to take a timeout there. Darren didn't exactly like what he's seeing there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to keep it right here. Once again, shout out our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers Plumbing, as well as Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Link, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, McClintock Insurance, Mount Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures on your Security National Bank scoreboard. With 3:39 to go in the third quarter, it's Helan 34, Lewis Central 18. As the Crusaders are going to break out of their timeout, on the floor is going to be Glass, Stanley, Demke, Lee, and Kleiss on the floor for the Crusaders. Moving left to right on our radio dial here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. They're on the beautiful Freilich family floor as they kick inbounds to Demke. Demke left wing to Stanley. Stanley left-handed dribble. Probes, kicks back up high and nearly threw it away.
Oh, nice great save by Glass.
Back to Stanley, now to Kleiss in the corner, kicks it up high to Demke. Demke pump fakes, drives, kicks it over to Stanley. 6 seconds left on the shot clock as Brooklyn Stanley buries the 14-footer. Brooklyn's got 12 on the night and leads back up to 18. At the other end, there's going to be nearly an and one, as I believe Glass is going to be whistled once again with the foul. And it's going to put Sidney Tyne to the line to shoot two. That was, in fact, Addie's third foul. Sydney has got a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight, as her fifth one is off the mark. The old announcer jinx.
Well, you're good at that.
Brings her down. She'll get one more here, as checking back into the ball game will be Snoozy, and checking out will be Brooklyn Stanley. And we're already seeing that Crusader rotation, about 9 to 10 players. Second free throw by Hine is good.
Yeah, both teams going deep into their benches tonight early in the season. Again, this is, as we always say, you know, before Christmas, it's proven time, and everyone gets an opportunity, and they're all taking advantage of it, as Kleiss from deep three misses. But I like Kleiss. She comes in, and she's got a shooter's mentality. Of course, yeah. If you don't have a shooter's mentality with Coach Koolstra, is Lewis Central buries the three, number 14.
Lucy Scott,
yeah,
and that's her first points of the night. Lucy's their leading scorer, and a nice three-pointer there from deep. Pulls that lead back to just 14. At the other end, it's Glass missing the three-pointer. Battle for the rebound is almost won by Demke. Good hustle there by Maddie Demke, but she tips it out of bounds. Again, Coach Hannafin's having a little conference with the Lewis Central coaching staff. 36-22 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up by 14 here in the second half. The biggest lead has been 20 tonight, but Lewis Central, as of late, has been cutting slowly into this lead as they bring it across midcourt. It's Vetter with the ball. She takes it to the corner to Scott. Scott has an open 14-footer, and she pounds it down. So
yeah,
five quick points by Lucy Scott has cut this lead back to 12. Here come the Crusaders. Stanley up to Demke. Glass. Snoozy three-pointer corner off the mark. Rebound by Vetter. Here comes Lewis Central. Chance with the bucket to cut this into single digits. There's Vetter drives in. Left-handed layups off the mark. Rebound by Lee. Got by there as she missed the easy one. Here come the Crusaders pushing it quickly. Good give and go. Snoozy with the right-hand finish. Give the assist to Brooklyn Stanley. Nice give and go. Snoozy to Stanley to Snoozy for a deuce. 38-24 Crusaders. There's a drive by Larson on the baseline. Once again, Lee with the block, but Larson stays with it, and she's going to go to the line and be rewarded there as the foul's going to be whistled on the Crusaders.
I think that's got to be about Abby's fifth block of the night, making her presence felt. Need to find ways to get Abby Lee involved in the offense a little bit more.
Addie Glass now with her fourth foul. She's whistled for that on Larson, so we'll see Julie Verzel come in And Glass will take a seat there with those four fouls. Larson at the line knocks that one down. She's now 1 for 3 on the night. She's got 9. Chance to become the first Titan to hit double figures here. 38-25 with 90 seconds left here in your third quarter. Brooke Larson, a couple dribbles there. Stroke is up and off the mark. Rebound there by Snoozy. Snoozy's going to run with it. Kicks it up to Demke. Demke's going to float back between the circles now and set the offense up. Lewis Central sitting in that 2-3 zone. Demke kicks it left wing. Snoozy pump fake to Snoozy. Back to Demke. Ball was tipped, but Maddie got a hold of it and goes out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders with 1:12 to go here. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Lead by 13. They led by 15 at the half. Verzel kicks it into Demke. It's going to be Verzel on the left wing. Stanley on the right wing. Verzel kicks it corner to Snoozy. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Stanley. Stanley under pressure. Verzel jumper baseline.
Ooh,
in and out.
Nice
look. Lee
Abby Lee with the great finish on the rebound.
8 points now for Abby Lee on the putback. 47 seconds left. Crusaders back up by 15. As Larson's going to go in and get an and one as Verzel's going to be whistled for the foul. And Miss Brooke Larson's going to go to the line for the and one opportunity. Seconds left, but leads at 13. Lewis Central's...
They just kind of hanging around.
They're hanging around, absolutely. Getting considerably more aggressive as the game has went on and attacking the basket. Larson with in and out on the free throw, but they get the offensive board, then lost it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Nice rebound there by Madison Jones. When Madison went to put it back up and knocked off her own knee and out of bounds.
They missed a lot of free throws this half, too.
Shot clock and the... game clock are nearly the same here with under 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Crusaders up by 13. Demke's going to work against this 2-3 zone. She's got Snoozy on one wing. She's got Stanley on the other. Down deep is Verzel and Abby Lee. 19 seconds to go. 14-13 on the shot clock. Demke high post. I love the play, but ball's rejected there by Madison Jones. And here comes Lewis Central pushing it up. They kick it inside, shots up, blocked by Snoozy, but put back there by Madison Jones at the buzzer. And suddenly that lead is just 11 at 40-29. A good rush.
Yeah.
The last 6 minutes of the third quarter has brought Lewis Central back into this ballgame as they trail the Crusaders 40-29 after three quarters. Big thanks to Folk Brothers Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. They are your third quarter sponsors. When we come back, it's fourth quarter action here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's the Crusaders 40 and Lewis Central 29. We'll be back after this 30-second spot.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's fourth quarter action here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Crusaders with the ball and the 11-point lead, 40-29 as we start quarter number four. Crusaders with the ball. Snoozy kicks it cross court to Stanley. Stanley had the three, turned it down. Couple dribbles in, takes the 12-footer. It's off the mark. And the rebound is corralled by Madison Jones. Madison's played really well here of late. And here comes Lewis Central. They outscored the Crusaders 15-11 in that third quarter to cut that 15-point halftime deficit to just 11. There's a long three-pointer. It's in and out there. Good look by Lucy Scott. Just didn't fall. Rebound by the Crusaders. And here comes Demke. She's got numbers. 5-on-4. Snoozy. Three-pointer corner is off the mark. Nice rebounding position by Maddie LaFleur. She kicks it back to Snoozy. Snoozy with the eight-footer is off the mark. Once again, Maddie LaFleur grabbing the rebounding.
Well,
getting the foul called on Jones.
Maddie just keeps getting us extra possessions, and there's it's hard to put a value on that.
You'd like to see Maddie sometimes just put that back right back up, though.
No.
Really nice job keeping that possession alive with two offensive boards there. Crusaders inbounds with a fresh shot clock here. Snoozy, eight-footer, off the mark. Rebound Lee. And once again, multiple possessions here as we're going to get a jump ball, and it's going to belong to
Lewis Central.
Like to see some other people get involved in the scoring. It's
well,
really been, it's really been Stanley Snoozy and Abby Lee.
Well, and Abby's got one. Five, they have her up there for 4 points. What do you have her for, Coach?
She's unofficially with 8 points.
Yeah, Abby Lee's got to be a major part of our offense.
Here comes Lewis Central working against that Crusader man-to-man. They've stayed in that man-to-man defense the entire game. Left wing now, Jones spins. Picks up her dribble, kicks it up high. Strohmeyer kicks it over to right side to Scott. You got to watch Scott as she drives in the lane. Good defense by LaFleur. There's a long two-pointer off the mark. Maddie LaFleur with another rebound. She's already got three rebounds in here in the fourth quarter. As the ball stolen by Scott, LaFleur goes to the floor.
Great
jump
job.
Ball.
You know, great job, though, by Maddie because, you know, maybe she didn't make the best decision with the offense, but she stuck with the play and got the ball back.
And that's really what you need to do. You can't let a mistake harp on you. You just got to stay in the action. As we're going to see a little line change here as Madison Jones is going to check out, and so is Strohmeyer for Lewis Central. Coming in is Kleiss for LaFleur for the Crusaders. So it's Stanley, Kleiss, Snoozy, Lee, and Demke on the floor for the Crusaders as they've got the ball and the lead here, 40-29. Little three-point option here for Stanley. Nothing but air. It's going to go out of bounds there. They ran a little back pick three-point shot there for Stanley, but she failed to draw iron, and it's going to be Lewis Central ball as the Crusaders are kind of struggling here in the last few minutes of trying to find some offensive harmony.
Well, Lewis Central stepped over the baseline, neither team is scoring, so an 11-point lead with 6 minutes left is kind of a cushion as the Crusaders look like they're going to full timeout by Coach Darren Coolster.
And we're going to take a timeout with you once again with 6:09 to go in your ball game. Crusaders 40, Lewis Central 29. We'll be right back.
For 8 decades, Catholic Charities has been steadfast as the helping arm of the church in our diocese. In this month of Thanksgiving, we offer prayers and gratitude for our faithful partners in this humble work. Together, we bless the children and families who seek help at our doors through programs that bring healing and renewed hope. Learn more about Catholic Charities at cathchar.com.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Once again, a big welcome to all of you tuning in tonight. It's doubleheader basketball to start the 23-24 season. Crusaders women with a 40-29 lead over Lewis Central. Lewis Central off to a 1-0 start on the season with a win over Underwood on Friday night. Crusaders, this is their first action of the year. Crusaders will inbound under their own basket here, just to the right here as they move left to right on your radio dial. They kick it up to Melina Snoozy. Snoozy tried to kick it into Stanley, and the ball's tipped away and stolen by Addison Holt as she's going to bring it across midcourt. Holt was saddled much of the game with foul trouble, and she's going to run the offense for Lewis Central. Kicks it right wing to Hannafin. Hannafin, a little back door there to Holt. She kicks it inside, and the jumper's off the mark there. Nice look there by team, but she couldn't get it to fall. Here come the Crusaders racing up the court. Snoozy pump fakes, drives, gives it to Lee. Lee with a pump fake and finish. Nice job,
Abby Lee.
Nice feed there by Snoozy. Drove baseline, drew the defense, kicked into the high post, and Lee did the rest. And unofficially, we have her for 10 points on the night. The third Crusader to find double digits. Stanley with 12, and Snoozy with a game-leading 16 for the Crusaders. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Lewis Central ball here. Leads at 13 on your Security National Bank scoreboard, 42-29 here. Lewis Central from underneath their own basket kicks it up high. They swing the ball left side. Nice little step-through runner there by Scott. Was off the mark. Rebounded by the Crusaders. A little two-on-one. A nice finish there by Brooklyn Stanley.
That was a tough finish, too, but she got it through. The Crusaders extend it back to a 15-point lead.
Stanley and Snoozy run a little two-man game, bringing it up the court against the Lewis Central pressure. Now here comes Maddie Demke causing pressure there, and they're going to give a timeout to Lewis Central. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, as well as Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 15 at 44-29. Game one of two. The nightcap tonight is going to be the Crusaders and the Trainer Cardinals. Both teams are season openers for Coach Rucker and Trainer, as well as Coach Hahn and the Crusaders. It should be a good one. This is two programs that had a lot of success last year. Both ended their season on the state tournament floor at Wells Fargo. So should be a good one right out of the gate for us. And the good ones don't stop as we move on to Friday night. The big doubleheader over at East High School. Girls tip off against a highly rated East High girls team at 5:30. Boys will follow at 7. No shortage of fireworks in that rivalry.
No, that'll be hot in the kitchen that night.
Here comes Lewis Central out of timeout. It's Larson with the ball. She's working against LeFleur. Nice defense by Maddie. And finally, Maddie's going to be called on the touch foul. I don't think Maddie was buying that. It's going to be a two-shot foul and put Miss Larson to the line to shoot a pair. Larson leads the Titans in scoring. She's got 11 on the night. She's been an impressive player there at both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
For LeFleur, that's going to be team foul or personal foul number 3.
And team foul 1 for the quarter.
Team foul 1 for the quarter.
And another miss at the line for
Brooks had a rough night at the line.
What's the second half free throws for them? Maybe
she personally is 0 for 5. They are 1 for 7 in the second half. Been the only chink in the armor, so to speak, for Miss Larson, and she gets one more here. Second free throw is up, and it's in the good. Leads back to 14 at 44-30 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Now we see full court pressure by Lewis Central. They're going to run a little diamond 1-2-1-1 press. Crusaders having a little bit of trouble. They finally kick it across midcourt. Kleiss brings it across. She's going to dribble deep. Snoozy with a quick three-pointer off the mark. Rebound by Abby Lee. She kicks it up high. Demke's going to reset the offense. Fresh shot clock, and there's going to be a foul 25 feet away from the basket. That foul is going to be whistled on Brooke Larson, and that's going to be her fourth. But I think at this point in the game, you got to ride it out. Fresh shot clock, 35-second shot clock, 4:24 to go on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 14. They've been in control since the midway point of the first quarter. There's an attempt to kick it inside to Snoozy. Nothing going there. Demke with a nice move off the right wing. Just couldn't get it to fall. And then Demke kind of has a frustration foul. That's her third as Vetter got the rebound. And Demke came from behind and hacked her 90 feet away from the basket. Team fouls stand like this. Two team fouls apiece for the Crusaders and the Titans. It allows the Crusaders to set up their full court pressure. It's going to be Kleiss, Demke, Snoozy, Stanley, and Lee on the court for the Crusaders. Larson's going to bring it across the timeline. She's going to work against the freshman, Melina Snoozy. Works on that left side, gets in deep, pump fakes, fade away, is up and off the mark, and the rebound is going to be controlled by
Lewis Central.
Nice job by Scott there. She kicks it inside, and once again they miss the bunny. And it's really been the story tonight for the Titans. That time it was Sydney Time missing that short one. And to add insult to injury, there's going to be a foul whistled on Larson, and that's going to be the night for Brooke Larson as she's got foul number 5, and she's going to exit the game with 11 points and 5 fouls, and that's a big loss for the Titans here with 3:45 to go. Strohmeyer is going to check into her, Anna Strohmeyer. As once again, the Lewis Central is going to set up their full court pressure, a little 1-2-2 full court zone look. Kleiss is going to take it out of bounds, kicks it up over the press to Lee. Here comes Stanley, 2-on-1. Stanley left-handed layups off the mark. Snoozy with the rebound, kicks it out. Press shot clock. Lee, 14-footer off the mark, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds and belong to the Crusaders here with 28 seconds left on the shot clock. Crusaders get a fresh look under their own basket. Once again, Kleiss will trigger it in. She's got Stanley in the corner. Instead, she goes up high to Lee. Left side, Dempke. Dempke's going to set the offense. 2-3 zone by Lewis Central. Right wing. And there's a turnover there trying to kick it into Dempke. Dempke streaks from behind, trying to steal it from Vedder. Instead, they kick it to Scott. She misses the three-pointer. Lee with yet another rebound. Tom, she's got to be over double figures in rebounds, yes. I got to believe. As the Crusaders now with 3 minutes to go, they're going to be methodical and attacking this 2-3 zone. They kick it over to Dempke. Dempke thought about the three. Instead, Snoozy takes the three. Once again, a rebound by Stanley. Turnaround left-handers off the mark. Crashes the board, and Crusaders lose that battle as Vedder gets the rebound. They kick it up quickly to Tyne. She has nothing going. She's going to kick it back outside. Vedder, three-pointer is up and just off the mark. Once again, Tyne with the rebound, and Lewis Central I'm not sure what we're going to see there.
Well, the official out here called the player from coming in out of bounds, but I thought she had established herself inbounds again, but it's not really going to matter.
So end result is Crusaders going to get the ball under their own basket, 94 feet away, going against this pressure. Verzel kicks the ball in to Stanley. Stanley kicks it up to Dempke. Dempke's got a 2-on-1 number. Snoozy on the right side. Snoozy up and good, and there's going to be a foul. And one opportunity as Lucy Scott commits the foul. Snoozy's going to get the bucket and the opportunity to make the old-fashioned three-point play. She's got 18 on the night, and that leads back up to 16 at 46-30. Melina Snoozy at the line on the night. She is 1-for-1. Let's see if she can make it 2-for-2 here. And it's off the mark, but Lee gets the rebound, and she misses the uncontested bunny, and finally it's rebounded by Lewis Central. Abby's easiest shot of the night. Yeah, she just kind of rushed it up there.
Yeah.
Crusader lead stands at 16 now, 46-30. The biggest lead of the night was 20. The Lewis Central Titans were able to cut it to 11 earlier in the half, but Crusaders kind of edged away here. Nice job by Tyne driving in as Lee once again with the block, and we're going to get a jump ball situation, and it's going to be Lewis Central ball coming out of the timeout. We're going to take a 30-second timeout with 2:05 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 46, Lewis Central 30. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today.
And tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Shout out to our fourth quarter sponsors. They are St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, as well as Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards, and more. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Crusader ball with 2:05 to go in the ballgame. They lead by 16 as they're going to bring it to... Looks like Lewis Central is going to back off the press here with 14 fouls as Dempke is going to walk the ball up, bring it across the midcourt line. 2 minutes left in your ballgame. Crusaders up 16. Dempke playing catch with Stanley up high. They got Lee in the high post. Now Verzel into Lee. Stanley left wing. Over to Dempke. Dempke loads up the three-pointers off the mark. Good hustle by Julie Verzel, but he goes out of bounds, and it's going to be long to Lewis Central with a 1:44 left in the ballgame. Crusaders up comfortably, 46-30. There's Dempke with the steal in the backcourt. She gives it off to Snoozy. Back to Verzel. Over to Snoozy. Snoozy's going to probe. Drives mid lane. Over to Dempke. She deserves a three, and just off the horn. Lee with yet another rebound. Kicks it over to Dempke. Crusaders with a chance to run a little clock here with a minute 25 to go. Instead, Stanley loads up for the three. This time she misses. And Addison Holt with the long rebound. Tom, the three-point numbers aren't going to look real pretty tonight.
No, you're certainly, if you're looking at percentages, we dug a hole tonight. But, again, they continue to shoot with confidence, and that's what you have to do early on.
And crash
and
the
Abby
board.
Lee with her 10th block of the night.
Yeah, she's dangerously close to the old triple-double. As hanging with it is Sydney Tyne, and she finally gets the finish. She's got 9. That leads 14. Now we're under 1 minute to go. Dempke thought about the three. Now is going to back it off top of the key. She's got Abby Lee set up in the high post. She's got Verzel in one corner, Stanley in the other. Snoozy to Lee. Stanley, open three-pointer off the mark. Rebound's going to be controlled by Lucy Scott. And here come Lewis Central. They're down 14, trying to push it here in the last half minute. There's a block by Snoozy there as they kick it inside the time. She's going to shoot two.
Again, 29 seconds left. Crusaders up comfortably by 14. But, you know, a good first game. I think there's hey, you always take the win, right?
You never want to peak in November, Tom.
No, I think both teams are going to go back tonight and say, boy, if we could have done this better, better, or that better. You know, Crusaders, if we could have shot the three a little better, I think Lewis Central is going to say, God, if we could have made some free throws and some layups, we would have been in the game. So I think two teams are going to have really good years.
Sydney Tyne with a miss on that first free throw. The lead remains at 46-32. She's going to get one more here, and this one's up and good. Just 4 points in the fourth quarter for Lewis Central, 6 points for the Crusaders. Both teams have kind of backed away as Vetter's going to foul Maddie Dempke. That's for Macy Vetter. That's her second foul. 22 seconds left. A little bit too late there as they trail by 13 as Coach Hannafin's going to clear the bench for the Lewis Central Titans. And I believe that was team foul number 5.
Yes.
So we're going to see the first implementation of the two-point shot on the fifth foul. It's going to put Miss Dempke to the line. Maddie's first free throw is off the mark. And she'll get one more. Maddie now with 4 points on the night. She got all 4 points in the first quarter. As checking into the ballgame for the Crusaders will be Addie Glass. And checking out will be Melina Snoozy. Snoozy with a nice opener here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. She led all scorers with 18 points tonight. Good debut by the freshman.
Absolutely.
Dempke now, second free throw is up and good. Maddie's going to close the night now with 5 points. And checking into the ball game for Maddie will be Caitlin Poroth. Here comes the Titans, 15 seconds left in the ballgame. Crusaders up 14. Long three-pointer by Vetters off the mark. Rebound's going to be controlled by Maddie LaFleur, and that should be it with just 5 seconds to go. Julie Verzel's going to bring it across midcourt and freeze it out. And your final tonight from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, the Crusaders move to 1-0 on the season with a 47-33 win over Lewis Central. Lewis Central now falls to 1-1. On your season. So once again, your final here from Bishop Heelan, the Crusaders 47 and Lewis Central 33. We're going to take a time out here and hear from some of our great sponsors. Once again, a shout out to our fourth quarter sponsors. They were St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. They were your premier sponsors for tonight's fourth quarter. Our other fourth quarter sponsors are Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Kurt Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Once again, a final 47-33. We'll be back after a few words and kind of switch gears and get ready for tonight's second ball game, the Crusaders and the Trainer Cardinals.